Say, what in perdition you doing there?
I'm polishing my shoes.
Polishing your shoes? What for? Tomorrow ain't Sunday.
I'm going to that lunch they're going to give for Senator Baum over to the Corn Center Hotel.
Yeah, like fun you going to that lunch. Me and you got a sight of work to do around here today.
Yes, but...
Never mind the arguments now, Eb. Concern it. Just get that lunch out of your mind. Wasting a lot of time on a darn fool lunch when... No, say, answer that telephone there.
Yeah, but the lunch...
Never mind the lunch. Answer the phone. See who it is, I tell you.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and say something. You start this. Oh, hello, Miss Snyder. What's that, Miss Snyder? Yes, you said Miss Snyder? Pig? No, I ain't seen you, Pig. But Zeb's here.
What you want?
Says her pig's got away. You better talk to her, shut
up. I've got to do everything. Get away and let me see. I have that phone. Hello, Miss Snyder. Well, no, Miss Snyder, we ain't seen the pig. No, but we can sort of ask around. Maybe somebody seen him. What kind of looking pig was he? Well, say, just a second, Miss Snyder. We'd better write that down, Eb.
Yeah.
Grab a piece of paper there and then write this down. Yes, go ahead, Miss Snyder. Long snoot.
Yeah.
Yes, get that down, Eb.
Yeah, I got it.
One black eye, yes'm. Black spots in his back. What's that? Can't see the black spots on account of mud, yes'm. Yes, we'll do that, Miss Snyder. Yes. Did you get all that?
Yes, I got it.
Well, when anyone comes in, just ask them if they've seen the...
How do you do? Here comes Professor.
Howdy, Professor. Say, by the way, did you get your speech fit up, the one you're going to make at the luncheon today about Senator Bunn?
Yes, I have it. There are just a few more details, though, on which I'd like some information.
Yes.
You say you knew Senator Bunn as a boy?
Yes, certainly we knew him.
What kind of a lad was he? Courageous, dirty?
Well, he wasn't so courageous, but he was pretty dirty.
No. Sturdy. Staunch. Did he lead in athletics? Was he the buttress of his school team, or...
Was he the what?
The buttress.
That's a female goat, Eb.
Oh, but it isn't a female goat.
It ain't.
No. A buttress is a heavy, thick support. It's,
Well, I didn't know about the support part, but he was always pretty thick, remember?
Tell him about the time you stole the chickens.
He didn't steal no chickens.
He did.
Now, just a moment.
Well, even if he did, you don't know whether he did or not. So keep your darn trap shut and don't scandalize
people. Just a moment, please. Now, what else can you tell me about him, Mr. Winterbottom?
Yes, you know, he had the hookworm pretty bad.
Hookworm?
Yes. Why, one day I saw him sitting on an empty box just groaning with pain.
Yes, that's a fact.
Oh, yes. But see here now, hookworm isn't painful.
I know it, but there was a nail sticking into him, and he was too darn lazy to move.
Yeah, and the time he stole them chickens.
Oh, I say. Now, let's forget that incident. What sort of an appearing youngster was he? What did he look like as a boy?
Well, he was sort of tall and had light hair.
Wait a moment. I'll make a note of that. Tall and fair... And I suppose a barefoot boy with cheeks of tan.
He used to go barefoot all right, but it wasn't his cheeks that got tanned.
No, the time they caught him stealing chickens.
You shut up, Em. Answer that phone there.
Why don't you answer
it? Because I got to talk to Fish Thistlewaite, that's why. Now go on and answer it.
Yeah,
go on there.
Well, go ahead. I'm listening.
Now, you say, Mr. Winterbottom, that he was...
Wait a second. It's, for you, Professor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, I'll be there at once. Goodbye. They're waiting for me at the hotel. Are you coming to the luncheon?
Well, we're sort of busy today, Professor. I don't
there
reckon...
There is no charge, you know.
I don't reckon we need to stay here during lunchtime, though.
Good, then. I'm sure you'll enjoy the luncheon. Good morning.
So long, Professor.
So long, Professor. Come in again sometime. Say, listen, Eb. You got your shoes shined or ready, so go out and see if you can find Hector while I'm sticking up a mic, will you?
What you want Hector for?
To mind the store for us. See if he's at the post office, and if he ain't there, try Parkins Drugstore. And hurry up about it. It's almost noon now.
All right, but you wait here for me till I find him.
Yes, go ahead now. Hurry up there. I'll wait till you get back, but keep moving. Now, where in tarnation is that shoe brush? Dang ib, anyhow. The minute he gets his fingers on the thing, it's gone. Can't trust him with... Oh, yeah. Oh, say, Hector Smith, you're just the fella I want to see, Hunter.
Oh, what's the matter? What's the matter?
Well, me and Eb's going to that lunch for Senator Bunn, and we want you to mind the store for an hour or so.
Well, I'd like to, Mr. Winterbottom, but I'm pretty busy today.
Busy? What you got to be busy about?
I'm working on a new invention.
What kind of invention? Another rain-making machine?
No, sir. This is a new kind of electric light.
New kind of electric light?
Yes, sir, Willikers. And say, it's a pipper, too. Absolutely non-breakable, Mr. Winterbottom. Think of that. Absolutely non-breakable. Made out of solid concrete. And as soon as I get...
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Made of solid concrete? Why, you darn fool, a concrete electric bulb wouldn't give any light.
Sure, I know it. And it's
well,
so
then, big... Dad, dang it, what's it good? What good is it? What's it for?
It's for use in empty houses. And when I get it perfected, I'm going to take it to South America. Because it's an absolute revolutionary idea. And that's what they're looking for down there, revolutionary ideas.
Well, you better stay away from them revolutions down there, young fella, if you know what's good for you.
I'm an old hand at revolutions. Well, I went through my first revolution when I was 1 year old.
Went through your first revolution when you was a year old?
Yes, sir. My nurse carried me through a revolving door.
Ah, but I mean South American revolutions, Constantine.
Yes, and I've been through plenty of them, too. Don't forget that. Mm. Why, I fought with the revolutionists for 2 years one day.
What?
Have you ever heard of the great South American revolutionary leader, General Fernando Francisco Filippo de Tamales?
No, I never have.
Neither have I. And he was a man we fought under. We were only a handful of troops, Mr. Winterbottom, just a mere handful, only 200 men and one horse. But all of us, every man jack of us, were fired with enthusiasm.
He was, huh?
Yes. In fact, I'd been fired just the day before.
One day
we were riding along.
Riding along?
Yes, sure.
Riding along when you only had one horse in the whole army?
Well, it was a pretty long horse. We were riding along
But what's the matter with you? 200 men couldn't get on one horse?
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right, isn't it? Oh, well, we all had horses. We were riding along...
Say, where'd you get the horses?
Well, we shook dice for him.
You shook dice?
Yes. We shook dice until we had a horse apiece.
Suddenly
the general came galloping up to where I was. Smith, he said. Smith, we are being pursued by federal troops. I want two men to stay here, man the cannon, and hold them at bay while we escape.
Did you do it?
Yes. Another fellow myself. And what a man that other fellow was. What a man. He didn't even know the meaning of the word fear.
He didn't, huh?
No, he was a German and thought it meant four.
You dead German.
So we sprang to the cannon. Aimed it at the approaching federal army. And then we discovered there was no powder. And now the federal troops were coming closer and closer, only 5 miles away. And now they're 3 miles. They're coming up 2 miles. I knew something desperate had to be done, so I picked up a cannonball and hurled it into the ranks of the federal army.
What are you trying to tell me, Hector Smith? Do you mean to say you threw a cannonball 2 miles?
Did I say I threw a cannonball 2 miles?
Well, you certainly did. You said you threw it in the ranks of the federal army 2 miles away.
Well, that was just a slip of the tongue, Mr. Winterbottom. That was an accident. I'm not going to try to deceive you. I really didn't throw the cannonball 2 miles.
Well, I thought you did.
No, I threw the whole cannon.
What?
And then in the midst of a confusion with shot and shell breaking on every side, our general cried, Men, now is the time to strike for home and country. Strike for home and country.
Yes? And did you strike for the country?
No, I struck for home.